up to a sack of beans. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's, and we're at Pepper Tree Shopping Center right there on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new C Spire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. C Spire. Customer inspired.
You tax us when we're born. You tax us when we're dead. You tax us when we eat. You tax us when we sleep. You tax us every which way. Get off of my back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's five.
Stand by.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport. The IRS recalling about 46,000 employees furloughed by the government shutdown to handle returns and refunds without pay. The shutdown in its 25th day because of an impasse on border security.
Talks to reach a border security deal crumbled last week when the president walked out of a meeting with congressional leaders when House Speaker Nancy Pelosi flatly said she would not approve money for a border wall.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. British lawmakers overwhelmingly rejecting Prime Minister Theresa May's exit deal with the European Union.
Twice as many people voted no than yes. The worst result for a sitting government in a parliamentary vote since 1924 in modern UK political history. The opposition Labour Party leader, Jeremy Corbyn, jumped all over it and said now is the time to change the government.
The Fox Business Network's Ashley Webster in London. This is Fox News.
It might seem crazy to procrastinate, 'cause it's on its way, it's tax day. I will write off the taxes on my Chevrolet.
What I do with my W-2, what is my gross pay? Fill out 1040.
Clap along if you feel you want to e-file your
and News Talk 93.1 FM. I got a great clip on the wall that I'd like to play at some point before the end of the show. If not, we'll open with it tomorrow. But Steve Durow is here, and so far, so good with news. We heard about tax cuts. A lot of us didn't really look into it other to see, you know, how it affected our withholding and how much money we're taking home and all that kind of stuff. And have you had a chance to file returns already for this year?
Oh, no, we're still trying to get W-2s out.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but, you know, like I said, last year we looked, and it's like for most of my clients, it's going to help. I had a few that it didn't, but, you know.
Well, there's always got to be a couple.
Yeah.
Anyway, Steve is hanging out with us. Brant McDonald's going to join us in a moment. It was a good day on the markets, and we will find out the answer to the question,
why?
It was a good day on the markets when we speak with him. We have your local news, traffic, Rich's forecast, and then we'll be on and back with Brant on News Talk 93.1.
Ready, set, go. The rush hour has begun. Montgomery Skywatch traffic still showing the emergency crews and the authorities working the accident on Taylor Road just north of Vaughan Road. That's tying up traffic going southbound on Taylor Road really bad this afternoon. If you're on the interstate system right now, it's running smooth. Expect it to jam up at the I-65, I-85 interchange in just a few minutes. Be careful of the traffic merging to your right if you're headed south on I-85. The boulevard's its usual busy self this afternoon. Lots of traffic at all the intersections. Please be careful out there. Let's see if we can go the rest of the afternoon without any major hassles. Any trade-in is worth $2,019 at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. This is for the month of January only. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Chilly air in place now, but milder air is right around the corner. For tonight, mostly clear, cold again. Overnight low temperature falls to the low 30s by first thing tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, more sunshine, a milder day. We'll be in the upper 50s to around 60. Not bad for January. Then Thursday, the first of two storm systems arrives with the risk of showers Thursday afternoon and Thursday night. High Thursday, 63. We'll be in the upper 60s Friday as we are briefly in between storm systems. Then showers likely again by Saturday afternoon, Saturday night. We'll be in the upper 60s on Saturday, then drastically colder on Sunday as a big plunge of Arctic air comes into the area on gustily northerly winds. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Ready to get out of town? Open a vacation savings account with ASE. Go ahead and set that money aside so when you're ready to feel the sand in your toes, your vacation is already paid for. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Gym membership, lunch with friends, and your morning coffee. With a Guardian Credit Union Common Sense checking account, the money you need every day is accessible, local, and always at your fingertips. Plus, we'll round your debit card purchase up to the next dollar and put the difference in a Guardian savings account. We'll even match some of your savings, too. Think easy checking and easy savings. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS 912757.
Steve Miller Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before you can even buy them. Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Yeah.
Tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, March 21st from News Talk 93.1. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Playing the greatest tax parodies of all time this afternoon. Steve Durow is our guest in-house. And we're going to continue to talk about money with the guy we have nicknamed Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby!
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. You've been on with Steve before. You know yeah. Steve Durow.
Right.
Yeah, he has been hanging out with us this afternoon, I think. I'm based on the information... so far, I'm looking okay with this tax cut. Steve's helped me overcome the mental illness, I actually saw a story. There's a name for it. There's something about people that go into a mental and physical paralysis and don't do anything for years.
Yeah.
It's IRS phobia, whatever you want to call it. But I don't have that anymore. since Steve's been working with me. And if, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, when Steve joined us, I fired my last accountant when he was telling me what a great President Obama would be. Seriously. 5-11 is the time. Brandt, I heard some talk that part of the market looking good today had something to do with Brexit, or did I hallucinate that?
Well, now you've got a couple of headlines mixed up a little bit.
All right, straighten me out.
That's okay, man. I'll help you out. So, the market was up today, and remember, we're sailing right into fourth quarter earnings announcements, and so far, a little bit of a mixed bag. You usually start off with some of these financials, like J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Goldman, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. J.P. Morgan, announced early this morning, and they had an earnings miss. It was a pretty significant one, too. But that wasn't all that surprising. I think that trading volume was down a little bit for them. Some of the, in terms of investment banking deals, that slowed down in the fourth quarter, which is not surprising, given all the paralysis around, the future of things like trade reform and interest rates. So typically when that happens, that does impact some of the large money center banks, because people, large corporations, even medium-sized companies, will kind of put a pause on plans until they see the, get greater visibility, I would say. But so far, it's not that bad. I mean, we've only had, I think, maybe 4 or 5% of the companies have reported so far. Maybe a little over 80% have beat their numbers, which is okay. But the guidance hasn't been too great. It's still really, really early, though, I got to tell you. Tech names kind of led the market higher today. You think about some of the FANG stocks that we've talked about in years past. They actually did quite well today, and that is what I would say single-handedly led our averages higher. But this market is not going to make a meaningful move one way or the other, until we get deep into these earnings and we can really draw a bead on what corporate America is saying about the future. Because if you add up the last few days of trading, we're essentially flat, and that's how the market's going to continue until, like I said, we get deeper into it. Now, the Brexit piece, is interesting. It's something everyone was following because it does have, real significance in terms of how trade is going to take place in Europe. As we all know, back in 2016, the people of the UK voted to leave the European Union, and they're scheduled to do just that in March. But the details of how they're going to leave is what's such a sticky problem and a real mess. Theresa May had her plan, and it was challenged in the courts by one of the congresswomen there, and she won, and that meant that the parliament, essentially, or the house, had to have a vote or a say in whether or not the exact plan or the details of the plan were acceptable to them. And so that vote today was a resounding no for Theresa May's plan. I think a lot of people really, it's sort of interesting to me because you've got both sides of the equation who don't like what she proposed. You've got the liberals and all of that who over there say, we still don't want to leave, and then you've got real conservatives that are wanting to pull out, but they don't think that she's putting the screws to the rest of Europe and being tough enough, and so she really got hammered today in that vote, and the British pound was rocking all over the place. When you get currencies moving wildly like that, it can create a lot of volatility in equity markets for sure. But so I think now she's going to go back to the drawing board and kind of come up with a plan B and see if she can't work with the House and try to get something done.
What happens if that deadline comes and they haven't figured it out?
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm not sure, and I'm not sure that anyone else really knows. But it is interesting because the Prime Minister, her plan really at the end of the day, gave Britain less power in terms of trade than they had when they were in Brexit. And I think that's why a lot of the conservatives on that side were like, no, this is, you're not being tough enough. And then the liberals were saying, no, you know, we want you to do everything that is about as close to what we had before, almost as if we're not leaving. So anyway, it bears watching. There's no doubt about it, particularly when you're dealing with a big economy like the UK and Europe. So we'll keep watching that. But I definitely think, you know, the Chinese deal and that trade deal is front and center on everyone's mind. And really and truly, I think the market is clearly looking at nothing but that, if I had to say. Because the Fed and interest rates, that's a non-issue now. I think we can put that, you know, aside for the moment, and that's not something that we're really going to need to worry about. As I said, the Fed caved about a week ago, so.
Yeah, and it's just amazing. Steve and I were talking, because I've got the audio clip here on the shutdown and the fight over the wall, and you always tell us how to look deeper into the numbers. You know, there's more beneath what we hear. And you get a poll result that says, you know, well, Trump's getting the brunt of the blame for the shutdown. But what's happened in the meantime is the awareness of the problems that are coming across the border has gone up. So there's a greater interest in building a wall as a result. And that's kind of helping him in a roundabout sort of way. The shutdown, there are so many people being exposed. Why are we paying these exorbitant salaries and benefits to people who are really doing nothing? There have been some who have come forth in op-eds anonymously saying, "This, if this continues, some people are going to regret it because they're going to be exposed as useless." You know, we're paying six-figure salaries in many cases to people who got a job because they were a friend of the right politician. And it could end up backfiring. But, you know, I don't know how you get a jackass to the dinner table, with, you know, to negotiate. Trump's waiting. They're busy playing with each other's beach balls in Puerto Rico, along with the lobbyists. It's amazing. I mean, in the face of all of that, this is the party that cares, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they're out having a grand old time in their shorts and bikinis, you know, 1,500 miles away. It's amazing. The chutzpah behind that kind of behavior. If you have never had the opportunity to sit down and talk about your financial future, and I just got a thing from my buddy today that said the average senior is going to need somewhere between $280,000 to $360,000 to have a decent retirement. I'm a little bit short of that now, by about $280,000 to $360,000, but I'm working on plans that'll help me catch up a little bit. But you don't have to be in my position. That's what you'll learn if you read the current issue of Boom Magazine, which features Brant McDonald on the cover. You can learn about Brant, his background, and expertise by going to riverregionboom.com and pulling up the current issue. And please read my column because it specifically goes into numerical detail on the idiocy I committed years ago, all in the hope that you'll read it and say, I don't want to do that. And one of the things you can do to prevent that from happening to you, to make the most out of the money he works hard to make, is to sit down with somebody like Brant, meet his team, and put a plan together for that money. And when your time comes, you're not going to be wondering, how am I going to do this? Like me.
Yeah.
So call him at 387-0094. Make an appointment. Have that conversation to get the ball rolling. Become managerial with your money. McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, we'll talk tomorrow, my friend.
Yeah, look forward to it, guys. Take care.
All right, that's riverregionboom.com, by the way. I urge you to read it. It is 520.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
521, and we're going to take this call blind. Hello?
Greg.
Yes.
How you doing today, buddy?
I'm all right. Who's this?
Oh, this is Eddie. I just came off of 65 and there was a truck fire northbound.
Truck fire?
Yes, a pickup truck pulling a pad filler.
Uh-huh.
It's in a real good blaze, and they're going to be tied up for a while.
All right. That's northbound 65?
Yes, sir. Just past the northern boulevard exit.
All right, past the Northern Boulevard exit. Well, that'll really make it easy for people to get to Prattville tonight, won't it?
Yeah.
God. I appreciate that heads up, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, good night.
You too. Wow. All right, we'll get to... In fact, let's check in with Mr. Balaki now, and then we'll come back with Steve Duro as we finish out the 5 to 6 hour.
Ready, set, go. The rush hour has begun. Montgomery Skywatch traffic still showing the emergency crews and the authorities working the accident on Taylor Road just north of Vaughn Road. That's tying up traffic going southbound on Taylor Road really bad this afternoon. If you're on the interstate system right now, it's running smooth. Expect it to jam up at the I-65, I-85 interchange in just a few minutes. Be careful of the traffic merging to your right if you're headed south on I-85. The boulevard's its usual busy self this afternoon. Lots of traffic at all the intersections. Please be careful out there. Let's see if we can go the rest of the afternoon without any major hassles. Any trade-in is worth $2,019 at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. This is for the month of January only. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising attracts new customers and heightens your name recognition. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Non-essential personnel, without us things still run quite well. We don't make decisions, close deals or sell. We are non-essential personnel.
I'm a salesman who makes no sales.
I'm a temp worker who sorts the mail.
I'm a receptionist who does my nails.
We are non-essential personnel. We are non-essential personnel. We stay home, but profits never fell. We don't do our jobs particularly well. We are non-essential personnel.
I spend all day making personal calls.
I pretend to work, but play fantasy football.
I'm a security officer at the shopping mall.
We are non-essential personnel. Non-essential personnel. When we'll be fired, we can never tell. Our bosses think we can go to hell. We are non-essential personnel.
And that is something I may post the link that may be exposed, but this shutdown, just how many non-essential people are drawing big salaries, great benefits, and pretty much doing nothing. It's like 14% of the government is really doing nothing right now because of the shutdown.
Right.
They're the ones that are staying home. Monday, this was the most who gives a damn inauguration in Alabama history. When I first came here, people were really passionate about what Governor Riley was doing and then Bentley and yada yada. We didn't even realize it was Inauguration Day Monday, but we could all tell when you do this long enough, you can tell that some of the audience is not there. And then we found out about an hour into it, oh, it's Inauguration Day and a lot of the state workers are off. And then we were corrected, no, only the non-essential
state workers,
yeah, I guess, have the day off. Well, if they're not essential, what are they doing?
Upper management.
Oh, I get it now. I see. Yeah, we have a few of those in the radio business, too, or used to. Steve Duro is our guest. He's been our tax consultant for, gosh, 9-10 years at least.
Yeah,
and coming in, and at least this year, I mean, God, you know, I remember after Obamacare, a lot of it was, how do I navigate around this mandate? And it was all negative. And it seemed like, that's the thing I remember about the Clinton years. People remember that as this time of prosperity and the worst year of my adult life, income-wise, relative to previous income and everything else, was 1999. Horrible year. I didn't even make $20,000 that year. And I filed, and I ended up owing money, and I said, I'm barely above poverty wages here, and I got to pay? Something's wrong here. And that's why I never bought in to the whole Clintonomics thing. Oh, God, I can only imagine what would be going on now if she were there. But the first thing that Steve mentioned, for those of you who are joining us later in the afternoon, we were talking about, you know, what you can and can't deduct on your federal tax form. However, for those who always filed that and took various deductions, we still got to do that if we want to get a refund from the state.
That's correct. Yeah, you still can deduct it on the state because the state didn't have a big change in their tax law.
So the thing to do would be to prepare the form for the state first.
Well, we kind of prepare it all together. Basically, for us, we use some really good software and stuff. I don't do these by hand. You don't have that much money to have me do these by hand. I do review everything, make sure all the calculations and it all went where it's supposed to. But basically, we still have to compile and put all the same information in, and then it takes it to the state form. And if it's not federally deductible, it just doesn't take it there. And you know, but the basic information that we have always done, we still need all of that because Alabama's tax system, for the most part, has been based on the federal tax law.
Mm-hmm.
And but then when they made these big changes on the federal law, well, Alabama didn't change there, so it's still based on the other. Now, the figures are different. The standard deductions and personal exemptions and all that stuff is different, federal and state, and always has been, the amounts, but the principles were the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so all the itemized deductions, if you have rental property, it's still a Schedule E. It's, you know, so there's all the same work that we have to do. Plus, we have to fill out new schedules because of some of the new, to be able to take advantage of some of the new laws and things. So we actually are going to end up doing more work than we have in the past, even though the form looks simpler.
Now, you said the actual short form, the 1040 EZ they invented years ago, is gone?
The 1040 EZ is gone. The 1040 A is gone, which was the short form that you could use if you didn't itemize. So everybody will file on a 1040 this year.
Okay.
And the actual form, which is not fully approved yet.
that's great to know.
But if when you look at it, but most of the information on the actual 1040 fits in the top half of it. It's almost a postcard.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's all these schedules that have to be filled out that get attached to it. So, you know. So it was not really a simplification of the law. It was a change in the law. And when it came out, you start looking at it and you go, oh, well, everything was just an amendment to something else. So to read it, you have to have the tax code.
Right.
And then, oh, well, this amends this. And, you know, so we spent a lot of hours in tax seminars and things, you know, working.
I don't know how you maintain a manageability over all of it. It's so staggering, you know, when you sit and describe the various components. I mean, I'm not real complicated. Since I've worked with Steve, and I told him at the outset, my goal is, I don't want a giant federal refund. I don't want, you know, $5,000 back in April that I could be using now to put my kid through school and other obligations. We always cut it so that my federal obligation would be minimal. I might send a check. I might get a few bucks back, but the goal was to kind of even
break
it out.
Break even, that's right.
And the state I usually got a little bit of a refund from, and it's worked out very well. It's going to be interesting this year to see how all that plays out. Yeah. But if you want to visit me in prison, I'll get you my cell number. And because I always do it right. I mean, this is... I've got such a great history, and I've already decided to devote my April Bloom magazine column to Steve and my brilliance with taxes. So get ready to learn how to not make mistakes. Tom is on the phone. Tom, what's up?
Hey, how you doing today, sir?
Yeah, okay. Great.
I'll be real quick. I'm going by something I thought I heard, but it might be wrong. You know, you get a form from the Alabama state to pay in taxes if you didn't pay enough, like you do the federal government, right?
Yeah, if you don't pay in enough and you file your tax return, they will send you a notice that says this is how much you owe.
All right. Well, now if I'm hearing this wrong, I don't know if every state does that, but I heard in Florida they don't have such a thing like that. Is that true?
Well, Florida doesn't have they don't have an income tax. So they wouldn't send that to you. Their property taxes are high, but they don't actually have an income tax.
So you don't have to fool with that over there. It's just the federal tax you fool with.
That's correct.
Right. I wonder why that is. They just must be high on everything else.
Well, their property tax is real high. They're going to get their money, but their property tax is high. And
our house here, which, I don't know, it's less than $1,000 a year, would be about $10,000. Down there.
Dang, that's weird.
Yeah, unless you're talking about California, New York, New Jersey, and places where they're... Thanks for the call. Our connection's been a little brutal.
Yeah, well, we have a state income tax, and we have high sales tax and low property tax. Florida has high property tax and no income tax.
It's like we used to get into little debates when I first came here, and I found out how low the property taxes were, and I said, oh, my God, do you know what you'd be paying for this place in Florida?
Right.
And since in my first few years here I was renting, I had no benefit of a first mortgage deduction or anything, and it was tough. Because the people that owned something, it was okay for them. But every state, when you look at the sum of all of their parts, our local sales tax is ridiculous. When I was in Florida, I did a double take when I had to go to the grocery store, because they didn't have to pay any tax on food.
Right.
There's no tax on food. Here, it's 10% on everything.
Right.
And it's one of the highest in the country. I remember I had my first lunch at a restaurant now closed. Barbecue on Zelda Road.
Countries?
Yeah. There used to be one there, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not even here 24 hours yet. I'm still, wide-eyed. And the boss, and Ben Hagler was with us on that lunch. They let it drop casually. The sales tax here was 10%, and I almost spit my Diet Coke out of it. You got to be kidding. That's a joke, right? 10% sales tax here? Yeah, and then you learn the property taxes are low and blah, blah, blah. Well, that benefits some, but not everybody. We have a state income tax. Florida does not. But you'll get it if you own property down there. Yeah. And on top of that, insuring a home after all of the hurricanes going back to... Andrew started it in 92, but then the bunch in the early part of this century, it's ridiculous. And you got to have not only does it cost you like $5,000 or $6,000 a year on an average house, you got a $5,000 deductible. It's worse than health care.
Right. Off air had another question come in about land. Somebody just inherited $300,000 valuation of land and was wondering what the potential tax exposure would be for selling that.
Can we get the answer to that when we come back from this? Because we got our bottom of the hour break here, but I would like to know too.
Yeah.
Because a lot of folks call Brant. They have inherited something and have no idea what to do with it. That's why he's available, and Steve can answer the tax component on that in just a sec. The C-Spire tech movement is going to make a big difference here in the River Region, because the Southeast and Mid-South cannot compete for the tech jobs of the future without proper resources or training. And this is something that has to ultimately boost Montgomery and the River Region in general. C-Spire investing in education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. Only 10% of the high schools in this area teach advanced placement computer science. So C-Spire is teaming up with the schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in the classroom. And they've also set up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers that may have been previously impossible, making a difference. And because high-speed internet and technology is a foundation for economic development everywhere these days, C-Spire is on a mission to deliver managed information tech services to more businesses in our area. The future's out there, and C-Spire, that's the letter C, S-P-I-R-E, tech movement, is leading the way, and you can learn more at cspire.com/tech-MVMT. That's cspire.com/tech-MVMT. Back after traffic and weather.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic show in a mess at the 85-65 interchange. If you're going south on I-85, it's going to slow way down. In fact, if you're going north on 65, when you approach the interchange, it's going to come to almost to a standstill. There's a car fire on 65 north between the Northern Boulevard and the Millbrook exit. That's slowing things down there. Around the Boulevard, it's stop and go at most of the major intersections. As you head into Wetumpka, you're going to find a delay at the Redland Road traffic light and up by the casino. Once you clear the car fire on I-65, you can head right on into Prattville with no problems. Enroll now for mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College. The admission and financial aid process must be completed by January 30th. Classes begin March 6th. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Former Congressman Joe Bonner will serve as Governor Kay Ivey's new chief of staff. Ivey announced the change today, a day after the inauguration. Steve Pelham, Ivey's longtime chief of staff, is leaving to take a position at Auburn University. A judge has overturned an Alabama law that prevents the removal of Confederate monuments from public property. A ruling issued late Monday by Jefferson County Circuit Judge Michael Grafeo says a 2017 law barring the removal or alteration of historical monuments violates the free speech rights of local communities. The state sued the city of Birmingham after local officials tried to remove a monument that was erected to honor Confederate veterans in a downtown park in 1905. A historic courthouse is closed in Tuskegee after an early morning fire on Tuesday. The fire damaged one room in the Macon County Courthouse. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton.
Oh, heart, I hear you beating.
Up close and personal, as he describes his illustrious career in show business, it's Wayne Newton.
Red roses for a blue lady.
Recording TV and movie star Wayne Newton live Thursday, February 7th at Impact. Las Vegas sensation in Montgomery for one show, Thursday, February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Dark as shame, darling, dark as shame. Thank you for...
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Don't miss Wayne Newton live February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Chilly air in place now, but milder air is right around the corner. For tonight, mostly clear, cold again. Overnight low temperature falls to the low 30s by first thing tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, more sunshine, a milder day. We'll be in the upper 50s to around 60. Not bad for January. Then Thursday, the first of two storm systems arrives with the risk of showers Thursday afternoon and Thursday night. High Thursday, 63. We'll be in the upper 60s Friday as we are briefly in between storm systems. Then showers likely again by Saturday afternoon, Saturday night. We'll be in the upper 60s on Saturday, then drastically colder on Sunday as a big plunge of Arctic air comes into the area on gusty northerly winds. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some duct coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treats your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I just believe that anybody making over $250,000 a year should go back to the income tax rates we were paying under Bill Clinton.
Oh, that's screw yourself. Tax rate, that's called fairness.
It's beginning to look a lot like taxes.
Whoa.
Are going up again. I'm paying my fair share, but the government doesn't care. It's got lots and lots more it would like to spend. It's beginning to look a lot like taxes are rising and it's bleak. And it really must be sweet with trillions at your feet that you can spend on a toilet seat.
Oh, that obviously, that's one of our tax bits that goes way back. Oh, $250,000. I wonder what his attitude is now that he's worth like $50 million. And they're just banking it like crazy with incomes from, she's on some tour, the simpleton, you know, just showing up.
Yeah, it probably all just goes into the foundation that doesn't, that doesn't pay tax.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the Greg Goodell Foundation that I'd like to start. and how I can maybe hide some money in that.
I know, you don't hide it. You just put it in there, and it's and then, you know, as you need, you know, you need to go someplace for your book signing tour, you fly first class, and you let the foundation pay for it.
Oh.
And, you know.
Is that what happened with the Clinton Foundation? Because, man, they had a lot of money coming in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what happens, and it's like you get to use it for all your trips and things that are necessary for foundation work. And, you know.
Yeah, foundation work.
Yeah.
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 That's like the chutzpah of this Congress that won't negotiate with Trump on the wall, a succession of people. I've got the clip, one after the other, and they're incredible. They're staggering hypocrisy on the issue of immigration.
We all agree on the need to better secure the border and to punish employers who choose to hire.
Yeah, I got 3 minutes of that. Him, Pelosi, Hillary, Schumer, all of them, you know.
Yeah,
big fans of the wall. For some reason now, though, they don't see the benefit to it. And they will drop their trousers and blow $4.7 or $5 billion or whatever the cost of the wall is going to be on stuff they can't even account for.
Right.
You know, in various departments of the government. I just, what could have changed their minds on this?
Donald J. Trump. It's just, if because he brought it up, we're going to fight it. And that, you know, and I mean, it's sad that we have representatives that all they can do is worry about their own power and their own, I get to stay in office. And, you know, and their strategy is, if I oppose this person long enough, the people that voted me in are going to like me and they're going to keep voting me in. And it's like, you know, at some point, people get tired of all the stalemate. So,
and the some of the people that have been elected to office, like this Tashib woman in Minnesota, the one who said we're going to impeach the MF-er,
right?
And some of the other outrageous stuff. And the you know, my favorite, although she scares the bejeebers out of me, Alexandria, we call her Occasional Cortex, Ocasio-Cortez, whatever. You know, what was her Facebook thing today? Her bit of genius. Oh, being a huge fan of Ted Kennedy growing up because he did so much for women and empowered them and lifted them up. And right below that is a picture of the limo that, or the car that Teddy was driving when he drove into the river and drowned Mary Jo Kopechne. It's amazing how they just managed to forget all those unhappy things and continue down the merry path. In our last couple of minutes here, Steve, helping people prepare for filing and stuff, what would you suggest they begin doing besides the obvious, the W-2s and things that employers?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is to really understand that what your taxes are. Okay, a lot of people will look and go, "Oh, I got $5,000 refund, so I didn't pay any tax." And it's like, yeah, you did. You just overpaid by $5,000. Or, you know, somebody, I've had people come to me and go, "Oh, well, $1,000, so I paid $1,000 in tax." Like, no, you paid $12,000 in tax and you owed $13,000, so you owe another $1,000. So it's like, you know, so look at what you're doing, because there's, I think one of the things that's going to happen this year is there's going to be a lot of people that they heard about this tax cut and all this, and it was like, well, you know, I got $1,000 back last year, I should get more back this year, and they get the same thing and they forget, oh, well, I got $50 every week all year. You know, so it's like, so if you really want to compare, look at the line that says total tax
right
on last year's and this year's, and you'll see what the tax cut did for you.
Looking forward to that moment.
Yeah, and then, you know, but in preparing for things, you know, we tell people, it's like, keep really good records all year.
Yeah.
You know, just hang on to things. It's easier for your tax preparer to go, yeah, no, we can't take that and throw it out, than to not know you have it and miss something. And if you have questions, tax preparers work, most of them. The CPAs do for sure. We work all year long. And so if you have a question, hey, what about this? Ask on the front end instead of asking on the back end, going, hey, can you fix it? And that's the thing that we get a lot. It's like someone goes, well, hey, I went and did this, how do I fix it? And it's like, well, now we can't fix it. You know, ask beforehand before you do something. You know, Joey said a minute ago there was a question.
Yeah.
And so here's the thing.
The question was,
somebody inherited land worth about $300,000. They're wondering if they sell it, what's their tax exposure?
Okay. So what happens is when you inherit something, you get what's called a step up in basis. And what that means is if I have a piece of rental property and I've fully depreciated it and I've taken all the expenses and everything, I now have a basis of zero. My cost in that land is in that property is zero because I took depreciation, which goes against the original cost of it. If I give it to my kids, their basis is zero because I gave them something that I had no cost in. If they inherit it, they get what's the step up of to whatever the market value is of that piece of property. So in this case, if I inherit $300,000 piece of land and I sell it for $300,000, there is no tax on it. It's basically a non-taxable event. And it has to be reported, but it gets reported as, I got sold it for $300,000, and my basis was $300,000.
You know, my dad's death was devastating And then he, my dad did okay for himself, and he left us eat something nice. And I was happily surprised that we didn't have to pay tax on anything.
Right.
I thought we were going to get hit really hard with that. It's nice that that. I guess the, I mean there is are there limits though?
Well, because there's still a state tax. There's a state tax and there's a state income tax.
Mm-hmm.
The state income tax is if somebody's estate makes money during the year,
right.
They pay an income tax like a person would. The estate tax used to be if the estate was worth more than $650,000, you began paying estate tax on it, and it could be upwards of 50%.
Ooh.
And so, but that amount now is $10 million per person. So if you have an estate, all your property and everything is worth less than $10 million, you pay nothing on it.
Well, that's good
so
news for me.
Yeah, me too. And that's one of the things that they've made a few changes in that, but it hasn't gone away. There is a push on really the more conservative side to make death taxes go away. If I earn this during my lifetime, why should my heirs then have to pay tax on it?
Right. I remember the Robbie, when Joe Robbie owned the Dolphins, he died, and the kids, and I knew his sons, they were facing an inheritance tax issue that forced them to sell the team.
That's right. That's right. And that's what happens. And so a lot of people will buy life insurance or something so that all the life insurance does is it pays the tax.
I did a really interesting radio promotion during that time. I had a lot of listeners to my morning show. I said, why don't we buy the team? We'll sell shares at $100 each, call up and pledge how many you want to buy. And in one morning, we had over $10 million in pledges, and the team was going to sell for about $100+ million back in 1990-91. And it was really taking off. It was getting media attention, you know. Yeah. We had no legal structure.
Right.
And all we were asking people to do was pledge how many shares they would buy. And all of a sudden, Wayne Huizenga,
yeah.
Yeah, he comes in and says, I'll take the team. Thank you. Because it was really starting to snowball.
Right.
It would have been something else.
Then they could have been like the Packers and been a publicly held team.
That would have been great. It would have been a great moment. But I think that situation actually kind of compelled, because there was so much interest and buzz about it. It's one of the few intelligent things I did in my career. If anything happens to me, that gentleman over sitting in the chair there, he's in charge of my GoFundMe page to help my family and heirs. Okay. So, as you call him, Southern Wood coming in?
And he's also going by Southern Slats or Steel Slats these days, too.
Okay. I'm still calling him 84.
Yeah, more than we can call him Clay.
Gotta keep him humble. Steve, thank you so much for the
time this afternoon.
You were just the medicine I needed, too, to have a friend come in and get some real... And the interesting thing is, we have to approach this tax filing season as we did any other year for the state, with the federal being different. That was, of many revelations today, the biggest. Thank you. And if you're getting a tax refund, buy something and have fun with it, for crying out loud. Take it to Adams Motorsports and enjoy something in the way, you got Kawasaki, Suzuki, motorcycles, all kinds of great off-road equipment made by Polaris, now an Alabama-based company. And for those of you who love, Terry always says, Alabama's a great state for people who love the road, who love lakes, who love the water. They sell jet skis. They have a full accessories department and a service department that's one of the highest rated in the country. And since the manufacturers of the equipment they sell, Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, and more, Kimco, they put up their money so you can get the lowest available interest rate, sometimes even zero, without having to meet bank criterion for the loan. So stop by and see Terry. We call him the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. Get a credit up started at adamsmotorsports.com. As we'd like to say,
Joey, this is where you take over.
You are next, Steve. Thanks again.
All right, no problem.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing that car fire at I-65 and the Northern Boulevard causing all kinds of problems this afternoon. It's backing traffic up on 65 all the way south of the intersection of I-85. If you're coming off of I-85, you need to move to the left-hand lane as soon as possible. The problems are on the right-hand side of the road. If you're coming off of the Northern Boulevard, be really careful as you merge into the traffic on I-65. Once you clear that incident, you can head on north on I-65 without any trouble. And we see a new accident that just happened on the Boulevard at the Troy Highway. That's with injury. Please be careful as emergency units head that way to take care of the accident. The Atlanta Highway at Taylor Road and up Taylor Road towards the interstate is a mess. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop the Nail Studio, World Finance, ABC Store, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Auto Save Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, scheduled maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at Auto Save Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Our new class is starting soon, and it's your chance to get into the real estate business. We meet every Thursday night from 6 to 9 p.m., and there are 20 sessions to attend. Through our courses, you'll learn property law, agency law, contract writing, negotiation, pricing property, and appraisal, and complete details on financing a transaction. You may not want to be a real estate agent, but want the information about how to buy a home and how to sell a home? Well, come to our class and find out. We've had many people take the course for information only. Others have liked the course so well, they decided to switch careers from attending the course. I will prepare you to take the real estate exam and help you understand the questions on the exam through examples, practice exams, and a final course test. For more details, call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net. Come join us today. Time is running out.
A Prestige fishing boat, a high-end luxury with lots of cup holders and a 12,000 RPM gyro ball. We talk with the owners of Regulator Marine on the next What's Working with Cam Marston, Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter,
every time we say goodbye,
goodbye.
You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Hello, I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.